Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Well, let's see, this is weekly net number 324 for, what is this, the 4th of March, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, and according to my dashboard here, everyone here is a regular, so you all do, you all are familiar with SDF. But anyway, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And I will pause now for a few seconds to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they don't want to hang around or if they have some kind of priority traffic. Okay. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those four items are what we like to hear from people checking in. If you don't have an SDF username yet, that's okay. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And, you know, I'm really kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel these days here. I really need to just go back and rewind and start doing topics that we covered years ago, because 324 nets, that's like 5 years, 6 years. So, yeah, we've been around a while. Anyway, the thing that's on my mind today is I got some email from the ARRL. They're selling an NFED half-wave antenna kit. And this is not a new thing. I'm sure I've seen messages from them before about this, but I guess this is a cash cow for them. It's about an $80 item. More power to them. But it raises the question, I've bought books from the ARRL before, and they branch out into other kinds of merch, like field day T-shirts and baseball caps and so on. So anyway, I guess the question this week is how much ARRL merch do you buy? And I know you guys down in Australia and South America, you know, this is probably not appropriate to you, but maybe you have something similar that relates to this. Let me reset the timer. Right, so I don't see any other conferences connected to us at the moment, so my dashboard, I think, reflects everybody who's listening here. And let me just mention that I see that the NB0X-L gateway is back this week. It's been gone for quite a while, so maybe Matthew has made some changes to it. So if you are DMR capable or have an all-star node and would like to give that a test, I think that would be a good thing to do. So, running down the list, I have KC3LYZ and 4RNW, KD9NDJ, KJ6DRH, VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, and KQ4MII. And if somehow you are hearing my voice now and I did not just now give your call sign, please come forward so I can add you to my list. Right, I didn't expect to hear anything, so let me start going down the list here, starting with KC3LYZ.
KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. I haven't got anything from ARRL lately, I think in the last few years, except for like a study book for the general exam and extra, which I never finished the extra one, but looks like there's some good stuff that might be check that out one day. Back to that.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And just so you know, I was a little bit of a hum on your audio there. That was not, terrible, but don't know what's up with that. Just so you know, Next on my list is N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne and the group all around the world. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Gosh, I don't buy a single thing from ARRL. I don't think I ever have bought any kind of merch from them. So I don't have anything to contribute there. But another partly sunny day down here in sunny Florida, Southwest Florida, and it's a good time of the year down here. It's dry and mostly sunny, and I'm sure we're working up toward May and June when it starts to get sticky and rainy and stormy. But other than that, everybody have a good night, good day, good week, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And yeah, here, I think today we had southerly winds, I think pretty steady in the 20-mile-per-hour range and gusting up to 30. So the forecast high today was 70 degrees. I don't know if we actually hit that. Forecast for tomorrow is for 74. For the high temperature. So it's going to go back down again, back into the 50s, I think, for the rest of the week, but just a little taste of what we can look forward to in the future. Nice and dry and sunny. It was pretty pleasant. Okay, next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I've only bought from ARRL the study guides for the tests, and my extra exam study guide is now out of date. It's the third one I bought. I can't seem to get my but in gear to take that test. Frankly, it's intimidating. I know a lot of people are not intimidated by it, but I am. And so therefore, I don't know. I don't know if I want to buy another one. I might study up the old one and then take a crack at it. I was hoping not to, just fake my way through it. But anyway. My interest has not really been in ham radio lately. I've been off on musical tasks. But that's all I've got for this net, and I just wanted to check in and say howdy, 7-3, everybody. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Always good to hear from you. And I guess my comments are that, for one, if you're just going to memorize the correct answers, you don't need the book from the ARRL. You can download the question pool for free and just memorize the correct answers. But if you do download the book and read the book and actually process it and understand it, you don't. Well, my impression is that when they change when they update the question pool every few years, they're not throwing out all the questions and putting in all new questions. They're just kind of tweaking it and changing a few of the questions. And if you know the subject, if you know the material, having studied the guide, that's not going to throw you off. It's going to throw off the guy who just memorized the correct answers, but not you if you read the book and understood it. So I would say you don't really... It's not really necessary to be sure that you study from the very latest edition of the book. Just study whatever edition you've got and understand what you're studying. Anyway, enough of a rant there. Next on my list is KJ6DRH.
KJ6DRH in Bakersfield, California. My SDF username is Caffeined, and my name is Troy. As far as ARRL books, I have a stack of them, but they're on my to-read pile, which is taller than I am, so I haven't gotten to them all yet. I have used the study guide, so I have the antenna book, which needs reading. But that's about it. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Troy. And yeah, I should have mentioned from my own experience here, we have a ham here in town who is a HamFest vendor. He has a truck and a trailer, and he goes to all the local ham fests and he sells stuff from MFJ and other. It's mostly accessories. In fact, that's what the name of his outfit is Amateur Accessories. And one of the things that he specializes in is carrying books. Not just from the ARRL, but, especially from the ARRL. So when I need an ARRL book, often I will try to buy it from him, partly because if there's any profit, it goes into the local economy. Not that I have anything against the Connecticut economy, but, it's just local. But also, I don't have to pay for the shipping from Connecticut because he's already paid for the shipping. He probably buys like 10 copies of each book and pays for the shipping for all of them. And then he really just charges the list price, the cover price for the book. So it's like getting them shipping free. Yeah. So actually, I'm trying to think if I have ever actually ordered an ARRL book from the ARRL. And maybe once or twice I've done that in the last 20 years. So usually I buy it from this local vendor who is sort of a wholesaler, you might say. Or a retailer who buys wholesale. All right, enough of that. Next on my list is VK6BQQ.
Hey, B9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ, good morning. Yes, well, ARRL, it was a handbook. And according to my numbers here, that took place November the 13th, 1209. And it's still a great book. As far as I'm concerned, it's an engineering book. And it was one that we had picked up many years ago. It cost me about $90 over in Australia here. But RF Engineering Reference Book, Handbook from the ARRL. I found it exceptional. So it's my favorite book around here for getting information, etc., and the projects that they bring out. So I've had a good time with the books and the ARRL. We had it shipped over here, and it's a heavy old book, let me tell you, but fantastic. Wayne, good to hear you in, sir, VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Yeah, it is a big book, and although, in the last, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, they started offering the handbook in two formats. One is the big, heavy book, and then the other one is they split it up into like six, chapters or subsections, they're soft cover. So if that big heavy book, is kind of intimidating or it's just too inconvenient to try to get out and look something up, maybe you just want to have it, you have a question about antennas or something. So you can, pull out the little part of the multi-volume version that deals with antennas, and it's a little bit more convenient to deal with. And actually, they just came out not too long ago with the 100th anniversary edition, and I still haven't ordered that yet. So I forget what's the latest version I've got. Probably from about 2018, maybe. So that's kind of on my shopping list. Now, the other thing about me and books like that is I go to Hamfests a lot. And you can see things like the handbook or the antenna book for sale used, and you can save a lot of money by buying, the like 3 or 4 year old version at a Hamfest. And for a while, I was actually kind of collecting the antique version. So I've got one or two of the handbooks that are like before World War II, and from many years, I probably have like 20 or 30. Copies of the handbook from different years, and I wasn't really seriously collecting, but I thought that as long as I pick up one, for a dollar or two at a Hamfest, I can add it to my collection. So I have a bunch of them now. Anyway, I think it's time to move along to PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is
PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil with SDF username G Canary. So ARRL, buying a book overseas is quite expensive. The shipping usually costs more than the book, maybe with exception of the handbook, which is heavy, but it's probably worth buying, but it's still a ton of money for us down here. So I don't have it. In the past, I saw some PDF versions of older editions crossing my desk, also from the Antenna book. Both are obviously excellent reading. But I did manage to buy a few e-books on Amazon, right? So no shipping on that one. I read it either on my PC or my e-book reader, and the cost is affordable. I just remember one that was about grounding and bonding, which is an excellent book, really excellent book. So, yeah, the quality, as far as I saw, is excellent. I wish I could buy more of that, but it's too much for my budget. So, anyways, that's my experience. Any other merchandise? No. From AWRL? No. Never bought it, never had one, and it's probably not worth, except the books. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
Okay. Thank you, Guillermo. And, I don't think I've ever actually ordered any non-book merch from the AWRL. But as I said, we have a local vendor here who resells ARRL merch. And because I'm kind of the co-captain of our local field day organization, I have bought the field day t-shirt on various occasions over the years from our local vendor here. So I do have several of those t-shirts. Was there something else on the tip of my tongue? You mentioned that there are PDFs floating around. And indeed, if you search, if you know where to search, you can probably find a lot of really good ARRL books. And parenthetically, I have been pleasantly impressed by the quality of the writing that goes into the ARRL. I don't think I've ever picked up a book that was a dud from the ARRL. They're good stuff. The only downside is that, you know, they're a little pricey. You might pay like $25 with $10 shipping, something like that. So it is kind of steep. But when you, the result that you get is going to be a good book. So, I think I've exhausted my comment there. Next on my list is KQ4MII.
All right. Thank you, Wayne and the group. This is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I'm located in Northern Virginia, and my SDF login is M. Cornick. So, like most everyone else said here, I've bought a couple of the study guides from ARRL, and that's about it. Nothing against them, just haven't had any particular reason to buy stuff. I noticed recently that they're taking over the publishing or distribution or perhaps both of the Gordon West study books, which were, you know, very popular around here. So I wonder going forward, you know, could they continue selling both or try to consolidate them, or I don't know. But I, having passed Tech in General at this point, I donated my Tech in General books to my club's HamFest next week for their book sale, so I no longer have those books in hand, but I'm hoping someone will pick them up and start their own journey. And on that note, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what's on offer there next week as well to perhaps add to my own collection, as Wayne said. Otherwise, not much going on here. I've got NASA TV in mute on the background here. We're about 3.5 hours out from the next attempt of the Crew 8 launch. Last I saw, they were in a some sort of ready room, getting ready to step out and I think make their way over to the vehicle. So hopefully they get good weather tonight. They had to scrub it yesterday, but looking forward to seeing them away. Trivia, I did work for NASA at one point, but I did nothing related to space. I was an IT guy. Still, I can say I worked at NASA, and that's pretty cool. That's all for me for now. I will send it back to Net, KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And, you know, I was just thinking, am I correct that you have a local net that starts up in about 7 minutes?
That is correct. We have a traffic net nightly at 7:30 local. I usually don't have any traffic, but I've been listening in to kind of get a sense of how traffic is handled and the procedures and such there. And most nights there's not any traffic anyway, so it just becomes kind of a quick social check-in thing. So, yeah, I will probably drop off here in a few minutes so I can go prep for that. But that is something I do a couple times a week at least, usually on Sundays since I'm already in the mood for radio.
Okay, I understand. So I think what I'm going to try to do is keep that in mind in the future so that when I'm making up my list of check-ins there, try to bump you up closer to the top there so that you can be in and out in plenty of time to go and do your local net there. And if anyone else is in a similar situation where you would like to be out of here a little bit early, let me know and I'll give you the same treatment there. So let me check my list here. I don't see any new call signs, and I've given everyone a chance to speak, so it's time for rechecks or additional comments.
AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ, over.
Okay, go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, I was just going over my handbook again with the ARRL. This is a CD, handbook CD, 2010. And I have gone through it many times. Very interesting. And they do a great job from the ARRL, so... If you're so inclined, there is a CD available, and as I say, it's the Handbook CD 2010, and it's in excellent shape, and I've referred to it many times over the years. So just as a point of interest, AB9FJ of BK6BQQ Australia.
Yes, thank you, Rich. That's a good point. I forget exactly when they started doing this, but quite a while ago, you know, 15 years or more, I think, they started including a CD-ROM with every book of the handbook or the antenna book containing PDF versions of the contents of that book. So that makes it easy for you to have the contents of the book available on your computer so that you don't really have to take the book down off of your bookshelf and leaf through it. You can use tools to search through the PDF and so on and so forth. So it's a very nice feature. It's a good thing that they've done that, even though it makes it easy for people to kind of pirate the books. So that's probably where, if you see a copy of the book in... you know, on the internet somewhere, not on the ARRL website, that may be how it got there. So anyway, good point there. Thank you for mentioning that, Reg. Does anyone else want to add a comment?
KQ4MII, recheck.
Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Wayne. We were just talking about ham fests, and I think I mentioned my club's fest is a week from today in the morning. I don't think anyone here is close enough to actually come by, but if you are interested in buying a few raffle tickets, they're raffling off some interesting stuff, and we'll ship to anywhere in the lower 48. So if you feel like supporting my club or just, you know, want to take a chance, you can go to the website. It's at Vienna. I spell Victor, India, Echo, November, Alpha, wireless.net. I repeat, viennawireless.net. Click the Winterfest link at the top and you can buy raffle tickets online. I've got my tickets. I'm hoping to score something in the end here, but if you're interested and want to support the club, we definitely would appreciate it. KQ4MII.
Okay, sounds like a good idea. I would suggest also putting that in the chat if you have the app open there. Cool. So, do we have any other rechecks or a comment?
89 NDJ here with a reject.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I lied. I have a few more books from ARRL here. I have the bonding book, the grounding and bonding book, the operator's manual, and the antenna book. And Reg's comment made me think, gosh, I wonder if there is a CD in the back of these books. So the only one that has a CD is the Hefty antenna book. The other two do not. So anyway, just to weigh in on that topic, this is K89NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Yes, I'm sorry if I gave the wrong impression. I'm not saying that every book that they publish comes with a CD, but just the handbook and the antenna book, in my experience. And, oh, looky here. We have a new call sign popped up. Kilo Juliet 5, Delta Whiskey Alpha. I think he might still be listening to the greeting from the conference there, so I'm going to drag my feet a little bit before I introduce him again. I think he's probably heard enough of it. So, Richard, yes, I don't recognize your call sign, so I'm assuming that this is the first time you've joined us here. Let me rewind and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator this week. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And this week we've been discussing merch, mostly books, that you can buy from the ARRL. And so kind of the question is, have you bought, you know, stuff from the ARRL or from maybe from a vendor at a ham fest instead of directly from the ARRL? Do you have any opinions about what you bought or what they have for sale? That's kind of what we've been talking about. So I know you're kind of putting you on the spot here right at the beginning, but if you need some time to think about it, we can come back to you later. So KJ5DWA, you have the floor if you want it.
Yeah, KJ5DWA. Thank you, Wayne. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. And, well, there's some books that I want from them, some I don't. I don't care too much for their membership fee and price, but that's just my personal opinion on it. Linux, you say? Or Unix, to me they're kind of similar. I'm always up to learn about that. I have a Raspberry Pi that's running my All-Star Hub, so the more stuff I can learn about that little thing, the better off I am. I also am trying to work on setting up a virtual machine so I can run my second All-Star Hub and get that up and going, but that's proving to be a little bit more challenging. Back to you.
Okay, well, welcome to our net here. We do this every Monday at 0000 GMT or UTC, however you like to call it. And yes, I think you will be an excellent candidate for getting yourself a free account on sdf.org and join us in the chat room. It's called COM. On the SDF server there. So there are lots of nice things that come with joining SDF. For example, you can use your call sign as your username and you get an email account, your call sign at sdf.org, which is, you know, nice and short and handy, and you can use that to pass around to your ham friends as an easy way to get a hold of you. So anyway, welcome to our net here, and I don't know if you have any questions, you know, ask away. At this point, we're almost at the end of the net. We've been running since the top of the hour, and I like to run to at least to the bottom of the hour in case There's some other nets that are running at the same time, but if they wrap up within a half an hour, then some of the people who are there can join us. So anyway, I'm about to time out the repeater, so let me pass it back to Richard before I ask for additional retakes.
Yeah, just making sure nobody else wanted to take a turn. Is that Sierra Delta Foxtrot.org or Sierra Echo Foxtrot.org? I'm missing the middle part there. Yeah, I know Reg does his TechNet. There's the Absolute TechNet on Do Drop In, but always good to have a few more TechNets. On Saturday, if you want to come check into a net that talks about a little bit of everything, I run my net on the Alara conference server, A-L-A-R-A, Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time or 1400 UTC.
Okay, thank you for that information, Richard. And yes, it is Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a reference to an anime thing from back in the 80s or 90s. I'm not really a fan of anime. So, but anyway, nice and short. I think that's everything. So thank you for joining us, and I guess I hope we'll see you again in the future. So does anyone else want to add something, add or recheck? Okay, well, we've run 35 minutes now, so it's about time to wrap it up. So I'm going to make this the final call for check-ins or rechecks before I wrap up the net. Okay, nothing heard? Now, before I wrap the net, I do want to mention that last week, I think it was last week, maybe my memory is playing tricks on me, but anyway, somehow I managed to forget to start the local recording of in Echolink of the net. And likewise, there's the other, not recording necessarily, but it's the gateway that sends the audio of the net out on the AnonRadio.net stream. And so last week was, just a total mess up on that. So anyway, I just wanted to suggest that if you've got nothing better to do while you're participating in the net, you're using the Windows Echolink application, you might click on that little, it's a little circle up there in the, what do you call that, the menu bar or something, to record, make a local recording of the net. So that if I somehow mess up again and do not have a local recording, maybe some of you would have a recording that I can get a hold of to send up to the SDF.org archive. Anyways, hopefully this will never happen again and I won't need to ask for such a backup, but just so you know, if that's something that you want to do, you know, if you make the recording and I don't need to ask you for it, then you can delete it and, you know, go on. So anyway, where am I here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it, 0038 GMT. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we do have the NB0X-L thing running there, so try talk group number 31650. More likely, though, I'd say get on SDF, go into comm, and look for us in the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody.
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, over.
Go ahead, Reg.
Yeah, I was just checking on Echolink, and on the connections there, we've got a red dot. I've tried that to record, and for some reason, it is not doing its thing. So, have you had that experience?
When you say it is not doing that thing, what observation is leading you to that conclusion? In my case, when I click on the red dot becomes a gray dot, and instead the gray box, a couple of positions to the left of it, suddenly becomes red. And that's the box that I click when I'm finished recording and returns to the original position. So when you click on the circle, what happens? Does it light up or does it change color? What happens?
Well, right now I'm playing with it, and I've got the red dot and a question mark. But the dot, it's a red dot, and it's not recording. There was a little blurb on here where it said was ready, but it's not doing its thing.
Okay, well, I have never experienced that myself, and I'm thinking perhaps you need to set up in the setup preferences where you want recordings to go, and maybe that has not been set up on your copy of the application, and so when you click on record, but the app does not know where you want to save the recording, so it doesn't do anything. I'm just grasping at straws here. Sorry, Rich.
Yeah, very good. Well, I've noticed that a couple of times, even on our net. I hit the red dot, and it just stays solid. So I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong, but I'm going to play with it and see what happens.
Okay, good luck, and let us know how your experiments work out there next week.
Yeah, very good. All right, I click on the thing here, and it just stays solid red on the dot, so I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. All right, very good, sir. VK6BQQ Australia. Good morning.
Okay, 73, Reg. Talk to you next week. AB9FJ.